Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. Happy spring. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines and UK Health Radio. Great doubleheader today. John Ank is the executive director for the National Alliance for Youth Sports. They just celebrated their 42nd anniversary helping and coaching coaches. He returns along with Emma Fry, TV producer, radio talk show host of Let's Talk with Emma, and then some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. John, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here, as always.
Give us some background, John, on the NAIS as well as yourself. In the world of coaching coaches.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, we've been around, as you said, for 42 years. We started in 1981 as a way. We looked out and we saw, and actually I say we, that actually was my dad who started this way back when I was still in high school. And his idea was that there's so many of these coaches, some of them are coaching me and my six brothers and sisters in sports, and you know, everybody has great intentions when they sign up, mostly signing up to coach their own kids and make sure that they have a good time. But so many of them looking for help and advice and just a better way to do it. So that evolved into something called the National Youth Sport Coaches Association, and that was the original intent of what we were doing, is to give kind of a fundamentals background for youth sport coaches and the sport that they're coaching, and also take the sport out of it and learn how to really relate to kids, deal with parents, understand that there's going to be frustrations going on the fields. So we worked and we spread through recreation departments all around the country, and then actually we can say around the world because we're actually the a provider for all the military bases worldwide for, you know, United States military bases and all the recreational programs that go on those programs, just like they do in your community for the volunteers that are out there coaching in baseball and basketball and soccer. So that's how it started. I got involved in 1988. After a while, I was the only one of those seven brothers and sisters, basically, that signed up for this. But I couldn't have asked for a better career and have been executive director now for 8 years. And we've really expanded beyond just coaches. We have programs for any volunteer that's involved, whether it be an official, whether it be a league director, board member of a group that's running youth sports, and parents that are involved. In addition, I know I'm making this a long answer, but in addition, we also have a professional administrators program where we certify the people who work and oversee all the fields and facilities that go on, you know, at Parks and Recreation.
You know, for as long as you've been around on the radio, I have paid attention to the world of youth sports with individuals and experts from around the world, again, dealing with allowing the kids to have fun, get some of these physical and mental pressures off these kids. As we're talking about youth sports, everybody pictures in their mind the overzealous, ranting, raving parent or the uneducated coach. I use three words to describe all of this, and the three words are awareness, what the challenges are, and what's really going on. Education, which is exactly what we're talking about, whether it's for coaches or parents or the young kids. And then positive action to make some positive changes. And we've come a long, long way, John. I really think it's great. You know, you guys have coached over 4 million coaches. You're involved with like over 3,000 community organizations, all with the same goal, which is to stress the tremendous positive values of youth sports. And then pay attention to the challenges. It's a very, very big business, as we know. And that's why I co-authored the book, #HeySportsParents, because there's an epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. And these are the things that we want to try to continue to make sure that your son or daughter's coach has had some serious training in all of these different kinds of challenges. That's really what you guys are all about, isn't it, John?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you're talking about being proactive and making sure that parents sitting in the stands and the coaches that are on the field understand before they get started that there's going to be stress involved in this. And here's how to deal with those situations that are going to happen, you know, when you're involved in this. So making them aware of this and being proactive and, like you said, education and awareness are just absolutely so important.
And you pay attention to the park districts, the various youth sports organizations, compared to being really school specifically involved. Is that the case with NAIS?
That's exactly right. We're out of school sports. You know, the typical mom and dad who sign their, they move into a community or they live in a community and their kids get of age and they want to play 8-year-old soccer or 7-year-old baseball and they go to the Parks and Recreation Department and sign up. But generally, what's happening out there is that most of those organizations are just giving out permits to use those fields. So they're the boss. They're making sure what happens on those fields. But, you know, it's like I said, it's generally volunteer groups who are on boards running that baseball program, running that football program, you know, and they don't really have any training. They're all well-meaning, and they want to do the best they can do, but they're out there just to, you know, play the sport. They don't understand all the other things that go along with
setting
up those
right.
So
like who's bringing
that's
the
ice?
Well, who has
exactly.
The emergency numbers? Should we have some serious situation, et cetera, et cetera? Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you can go to radio shows. You can go back years and listen to whomever you would like, international guests, national guests, local guests. You'll probably grab a half a dozen guests from the National Alliance of Youth Sports over the past probably 4 or 5 years. We have thousands and thousands of followers, and there's great information that we include, whether it's with LinkedIn or on Twitter, lots of good sports medicine, fitness and wellness education. You could jump in at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with John. John, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yeah, it's Ang. You got it right.
Right. You know, with Weil, my whole life, man, it was Weil, Weil. So I have to pay attention to the pronunciation when we're talking about that. Tell us a little, this is exciting. So the military, again, with its families and all of these different bases, that's got to be something that really is very, very well appreciated.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the great things, and people who do it right, and it's, you know, one of the things we try to encourage is that, and I mentioned the Parks and Rec that oversee the programs in the military, it's basically the same thing. You know, they've got the fields on those bases. They've got great basketball courts and things like that for the people that are living on those bases to use, and a lot of times they actually bring kids in the surrounding communities onto the base to be able to play. But they saw the value in this, and because it's easier for them to make rules right across the board, that they do that. And so they mandate that the trainings, that there's a certified youth sport professional in every one of those, on every one of those bases overseeing the programs. But then all the volunteers that go through the programs have to be trained, and they have to be screened the right way. And I'll tell you what, we give out an award every year to organizations. It's called the Excellence in Youth Sports Award. And it's four organizations, and almost always the finalists are from, you know, whether it's a Navy base or Army installation. It's one of those.
What's the best website? What's your website that people could find out all about the organization and what you guys do?
Yeah, it's www.nays.org. So it's National Alliance for Youth Sports, nays.org.
And, you know, when you're talking again about the some of these different organizations and with these pressures we see or the tremendous attention to concussion awareness, I have people from everywhere. We've been talking about that for years, how that's become such a big topic. And, again, the whole idea of these overuse injuries. And the whole idea, you know, there's a chapter in my book, John, it's called The Prodigy Sports. We all want kids to play different sports and use different parts of the body, and that physically and mentally, and we all want that. And that's great, unless you're a young figure skater or gymnast, maybe even tennis or soccer. And that's all your son or daughter wants to do. So we have to understand that the specialization is, again, a whole other challenge. And I bet you see it all the time. The mental pressure on these kids at so many levels continues to be a big problem, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, one of the things we stress is that it should never come from the parent. You know, those decisions, the desire to play, especially when you want to specialize, if you really left it to the kids, they wouldn't do that until they were, you know, almost into their teen years, when they really find out what they're good at and what they really love. When they're younger, you have to let them play as many different sports as they can. You know, the development of muscles and all the other things that you know about.
But I have 10-year-olds, John. I have 10-year-olds doing double jumps. That's my real specialty, the world of figure skating, skating 5-6 days a week. This is all they want to do. And there's no, it's not different in gymnastics. It just is a good example. So we have to really pay attention to those scenarios also in so many different ways. The challenge, again, of the business side of the sports, and some of the, I remember a famous sports psychologist colleague of mine, the late Jim Vickery, I would drag him along to seminars. I would talk about the uses of ice and injuries, and he would talk about behavior to the local parents. And he said his number one rule for sports parents, John, was don't be a critic and be a good listener. And that's a big part of your philosophies also, isn't it, in the family interactions of youth sports?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, one of the main sections in what we teach, because so many volunteers, and it's somewhere in the upper 90 percentile of the people that are coaching and volunteering to coach are coaching their own kids. So understanding that, you know, you're going to have the pressures and the stresses of coaching your child, and then you've got, you know, 10, 12, 15 other kids on this team that you had, you know, you might have understood that that's what you're signing up for, but until it actually happens, and each one of those has individual parents, and understanding that, you know, every child is different. And I'll tell you, we draw this parallel that, you know, we pay a lot of money in the school system to have people that are educated to understand what it takes to, you know, just teach basic, you know, third grade and second grade and first grade. And then we don't expect the people that are out there volunteering to have that same kind of requirement or even understanding when they're out there with your kids, you know, maybe 10 hours a week. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's such a huge group you're talking about. It's so important, your point, these volunteers. This is the main amount of individuals who are involved, especially, again, when you're in the park district and the recreation and those other sides. In your world, what are the ages that you guys get started paying attention and talking about, John?
Well, when I started, it was 7 years old, and now it's probably 3 and 4 years old, believe it or not, because we have, you probably know this, that we have 3 and 4 year old soccer programs and t-ball programs now. You used to never put on a uniform until you were, you know, almost 10 years old. But now, because we start so much earlier, that's when those rec programs start. Because all of our parents want us to be involved in so many different activities all the time. So that's what's happened in the world of youth sports. So they start really early.
And we see, again, with the world of club sports and traveling teams, again, where we see hockey's a great example. We might have 12-year-olds playing a triple header over the weekend. There's so much overkill. This is what we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, John. The bottom line is there's so much overkill physically and mentally in youth sports is that we have to pay big attention to taking a couple of deep breaths, pay attention to a lot of the things we're doing right. You know, we have so much international attention. My friends with working with parents in sports in England, our friends with iSport 360, with some of those different apps, stressing the communication between the parents, the coaches, and the children. You pay big attention to that communication in your teachings, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we promote those apps as well to be able to do that. That's not exactly what we're doing, but we're more involved in that training aspect of it. And you mentioned, I wanted to bring up one other thing. You mentioned the importance of like concussion awareness and those things. And so not only do we offer these trainings to be a basic sports coach, but we also have now these trainings on the use of an AED, understanding sudden cardiac arrest, heat illness, bullying in youth sports, mental health in youth sports. All of these are free trainings that you can get on that same website.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I've had experts in every one of those fields specifically as it pertained, again, to youth sports, again, whether it was the bullying, the tremendous exposure of the importance of the ADs that we've seen just with the National Football League and the awareness that, holy cow, there's so many organizations who might not be educated on what it takes to be prepared, And bullying is brutal that we've also seen over that time. So I'm really, really glad that you stress and pay attention to those specific areas when you're dealing with youth sports.
Yeah, it's a big deal of what we do, and it's a way for people to get involved in what we do without even having to sign up for regular coaching. Any parent can come on and get any of those trainings for free.
Yes, it's just a terrific organization, like we said, celebrating your 42nd year. Give me quickly again the website, John.
NAYS.org, NAYS.org.
John Ang, Executive Director, National Alliance Youth Sports. Hold on, John. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Emma Fry. She is a TV producer, radio talk show host of Let's Talk with Emma on CBS Radio. I've been a guest a couple of times on her show, The Dynamite Lady. Emma, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. How are you, buddy?
Good. I want you to give some background on your Let's Talk with Emma and your radio and TV host background.
Well, the Let's Talk with Emma show has been going for a while now. It's talk, entertainment, and hopefully you learn a little something along the way. I talked to Dr. Bob's been on the show a couple times. He is awesome. And I've talked to lawyers. I've talked to doctors. I've talked to musicians. And we've also, on the show, I've got a segment called The Game, because I couldn't think of a better name, to be honest, where you answer questions and win prizes. So that's the Let's Talk with Emma.
Yeah, it sounds like Johnny Carson.
I think it's interesting.
One of the shows that I participated in British Columbia, Christine Blanchett, the great host of the TV show, a few shows, but one of them is Run With It. We have a sports doctor's in segment. But one of these entertainment overall, she's a runner, and that's part of it, but fashion and celebrities and authors. Sounds like my show, with a sports medicine twist. And so how long have you been involved in the world of radio?
I've been involved since the late 1980s, 1987, I believe it was, that I started right out of college at a local radio station in Vincennes, Indiana. A couple friends of mine were DJs, and they said, "Oh, you've got that voice. Why don't you come and be on the radio?" And back then, all you had to do is walk in and say, "Hey, you know, I'd like to be on the radio." And 9 times out of 10, 2 days later, you're on the radio. Now you've got to have a degree, and you got to do this, and you got to do that.
It's like, it's an interesting, you know, over the decades, and I've been on the radio world also longer than you. And I was just talking with our first guest who's celebrating their 42nd year, the National Alliance of Youth Sports. Great organization. I said, I've been on the radio longer than you guys. And, you know, with the idea of education and how important it is and how crazy it's the Wild West, the world of podcasts and the whole interaction of Zoom, it's social media. So it's really been an exciting and challenging and crazy time in this whole world of streaming and interaction. And I think, again, what I like that you pay attention to, the three words that I always pay attention to on the Sports Doctor, and they are awareness. What are we talking about and what's it all about? Education, about what the particular topic or subject or expertise is. And then some positive action. And, you know, there's not a celebrity you talk to who's not doing some sort of exercise program. You know what I mean? Oh, we want to keep these guys out of trouble.
And that's hard to do. But, yeah, I mean, everybody from, you know, Dwayne Johnson, you know, who used to be a professional wrestler and now is an actor. I mean, you know, he does a routine and stuff and everything. I mean, it's exercise is very important, and, you know,
health and wellness, the idea of health and wellness, the fact that so much of it is mental, and whether someone's trying to stick to their exercise program, whether they're trying to stick to their weight loss program, let alone whether they want their son or daughter to be maybe a high achiever in their particular sport or activity, a lot of overkill in the world of youth sports is just so much overscheduling, and things get so aggressive. We pay a lot of attention to the family interactions many times between parents and their young son or daughter who might be a high school athlete, for example, or the idea that we want their parents, senior citizens, to be active, stay active, and prevent falling. So yeah. A lot of different topics that many times could be included when you're dealing with information. So I want to talk with Emma, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we do some health and wellness, and we do just a little bit of everything on my show. And that's why I like having Dr. Bob on the show, because he is a wealth of information, and he's just fun to talk to. You're just fun to talk to, Dr. Bob.
My New York accent, I think, blends in. I'm trying to figure out, where's your accent?
Southern Indiana. So if I want to get real, if I want to get real Southern Indiana, I talk like this. That's my real Indiana accent. But since I'm on the radio, I want to talk, you know, better.
Are you doing a twice a month? Let's talk with Emma twice a month, once a week. What are you doing, Emma?
It's twice a month right now. Hopefully it's going to be once a week here in the very near future. Right now it's just the audio side, but I'm delving into the TV side as well for the show. So it would be through Zoom. And I have feelers out for a lot of different guests to come on the show.
We'll do a shout out for our friend Deborah Emerson. Deborah's helped me for years now in the whole social media world, the whole ability to be able to come up with professional postings and presentations of the show. I see that you're also working with her. You're going to be very happy with her participation and the and it's interesting. I don't know if I'll ever go into video side of it, because I like hanging around in shorts and a T-shirt and doing a radio show.
when I worked in TV years ago.
Although I did the video with you. That is true.
Yeah,
and I had my doctor.
We talked about, we might include in your show in the near future a segment, call the sports doctors in and add some real fitness, wellness, sports medicine education sometime in the future. So we might get a chance to exchange some ideas in that forum.
Absolutely. I was going to mention that, but you did it first, and that is wonderful. So I am all for that, because I had mentioned it to some friends of mine, and they said, oh my gosh, I'm going to do knee surgery. I have this, I have that. I'm getting knee replacement. What would Dr. Bob say about this? I said, well, I don't know, but he's going to do a segment, and you can call him and ask him, you know.
So you want to be able to continue to contribute, the whole, it's funny, I do the National Publicity Summit. It's an organization, Bradley Communications, where they have attendees from around the country, authors, inventors, doctors, entrepreneurs, et cetera, hosts, radio, TV hosts, to meet the media. In the beginning, Regis and Kelly, CNN, different groups, and people are surprised, for example, that the sports doctor has a kind of umbrella of topics
that we include. We pay a lot of attention to what I call the mental game. Every guest internationally during the pandemic has stressed and talked about the mental health challenge, whether it's for all of us or our children, the chaos with athletics that was also caused, the seasons on, the seasons off. But we also talk all sorts of nutrition, and we absolutely include the world of sports podiatry. What's the best shoe for your son or daughter? What about you and your particular sport? So these are the things that we mix in. And I get speed dated. People get 2 minutes to pitch on why they might be against a fascinating group of individuals. I've probably done it 7 or 8 years, and it's a great forum where individuals are looking to be guests and they might have all sorts of different topics. We had a gal on, her specialty was dealing with bullies. And that whole world with these kids and how much abuse is really, really involved. Another was a gal specializing in divorced parents with young youth athletes and that whole crazy world. So, you know, point being, we cover a lot more than what someone's batting average is.
What's your
batting average, Emma?
Oh my! I haven't batted for years. I really don't know.
Are you a walker?
I do. I walk when I can, but you know, as you know, I've mentioned before when you was on my show, I broke my leg in 2020 in like multiple pieces, and my ankle.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing that. I had a little tweak the other day. I stepped wrong, and my knee popped out.
Sure you are in custom orthotics in your sneakers or shoes. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. No.
Good. That's my pearl for the day. Yes. This is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Most what I do, whether you're the best athlete in the world, and again, I've been putting orthotics and figure skates, the 2010, we just celebrated the 13th anniversary, I can't believe, 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, grew up in the Illinois area, Evan Lysacek, put orthotics in his skates, he was 10 years old, 12 years later he was the best in the world, and we see these situations with some of the different mental pressures and some of the different scenarios where, again, we might have 10, 12-year-old kids who already are very, very serious about what they're doing, and then running into all of these challenges and problems with these overuse injuries from just being too aggressive, doing too much. And we really have to pay attention to that because, again, youth sports is a very, very big business.
Yes.
And the idea many times of the role of orthotics, the role of alignment is such an important big deal. Again, whether you're the best athlete, whether you are their grandmother, or whether we're talking your 8-9-year-old who has flat feet and their back always hurts. So these are the things we also tone in on. And post-injury, like you're talking about, where, you know, you broke bones in your leg and in and around the ankle, sometimes the value of the orthotics is missed. Well, you know, buy something at the store, that kind of situation. So I'm glad to hear that you're progressing.
I'm taking your lead, Dr. Bob. I'm trying to. Dr. Bob has commented and kind of nudged me that way for a while, and so. But
yeah, you got to pay attention again to what all your physical therapists taught you. You have to continue to pay attention to how important balance work and stability work is for those stabilizers. We're going to talk more about it. Who knew she'd get a free office visit on the Sports Doctor? We're talking with Emma Fry, host of Let's Talk with Emma. We'll be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. go to the website, globalschoolware.com. Globalschoolware.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is The Sports Doctor. We're talking with radio hosts on BBS Radio. Emma Frey, she's the host of Let's Talk with Emma, and talking about the unlimited amount of topics that she likes to play with her radio and TV show background in the entertainment world, in the fashion world, in the medical education world, like we were talking about. We're looking forward when we launch that segment, The Sports Doctor's In. Emma, talk a little bit about some of the areas of the entertainment world, for example, that you try to include. What excites you with some of these guests?
Well, like I said before, I've got a diverse interest myself. So whatever I like, I usually try to get somebody that does that on the show. And I've got a friend of mine who is in Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas, who is a lawyer by day. He writes novels like James Bond 007 type novels at night. And he's also a John F. Kennedy assassination guy. So he's my JFK guy. His father was a doctor there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who knew all the doctors.
Does he believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only assassin?
No. No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. I've also talked to a pathologist, a famous pathologist, Dr. Cyril Weck. I can't say that correctly. Anyway, Dr. Weck knew Arnold Spector, I can't say his name, who the one bullet, the silver bullet, magic bullet theory guy. He told, yes. Dr. Weck told him that, you know, that's craziness. So I've had Dr. Weck on there. He's delved in JFK, his brother Bobby. I've also had local musicians on
it's interesting. A few months ago, from the summit, I had on John Christopher, who's been a drummer for some of the bigger bands in the world for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. And he's a motivational speaker. And he also talks about the kind of physical condition it takes to be a drummer. He'd say, you know, he'd burn 1,000 calories in the show and whatever. So you have some band participants?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, drummers, guitarists, singers, yeah. I mean,
what's
drumming,
the kind of music that you feature?
Well, I've featured everything from classical rock to country to bluegrass. I've had a couple American Idol contestants on. Emily Miner, she was in the 7th season. She got all the way, I think she got all the way to Hollywood. She's a country singer, and she's based in Nashville, Tennessee. Ben Gallagher, who was not on American Idol, but he's been on CMT. He's an up-and-coming country singer. I've got a couple of his CDs. I've did a couple interviews with him on the radio. Jimmy Levy, who made it all the way to Hollywood. He's been on the show a couple times. I've talked to teachers. I've talked to just a little bit of everybody. So it's a really good show, and I try
teachers,
to
keep the pandemic has magnified and turned everything upside down and inside out.
Yeah.
Whether it's how people work, that whole who in a million years, the idea of Zoom, which initially Zoom was something that was a secure ability to communicate, scientist colleague of mine who was always worried about his intellectual property, he said, oh, we talk on Zoom. I said, what? You know, was 5 years ago. So and again, let alone the social media a side of things. And so many things are different. You know, it's interesting. I had a guest on a few months ago, again from the summit, who wrote a book called Bullying and Celebrities.
Yeah.
And she made a point. So many people we would recognize in an unlimited area of expertise went through whatever the hassles were as a kid, and was able to, you know, have it make a difference. So, you know, mixing up some of these topics, but the mental health area. And what are some of the things you like to touch on when you're talking to these people, their background, their history?
Yeah, their background, their history, you know, what possessed them to start. Was it just they walked over and started playing on the piano, or did, you know, the parents say, hey, you're going to take piano lessons or whatever? You know, how long they've been doing it? Do they have like a muse, or does it, you know, how do they get these songs? I mean, you know, songwriters just fascinate me. And some of them have been bullied, you know, and bullying is just, getting back to that, is just craziness. And a lot of it is on the internet because they're, you know, can't be
anonymous.
Seen.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I had the author of the famous book, and it became a movie, Fat Boy Chronicles.
Yeah.
And Jim was a guest of mine, and the point that he made was that amazing, the four areas that involve bullying, almost number one is obesity.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about childhood obesity on my show for 30 years. Number two is disabilities. And number three, now big time, is sexual orientation. You know, what are the areas that bring out this kind of a problem, you know, with these kids?
Yeah.
And it was fascinating. And the movie and the book is all about the challenges and what it was like to be a young boy, so overweight, and everything he went through from his family, with his family, to all sorts of interactions. And I guess, you know, so relationships in the families or the individuals who are working with whoever they're working with, I would imagine is a big topic with your guests.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of it, you know, how the family feels, or how, you know, how they felt growing up in the family. And a lot, I've noticed a lot of the musicians and stuff were loners. You know, take Johnny Depp, for instance. He was, you know, abused as a child by his mother. He's, you know, said that publicly, so I'm not talking out of school, as my grandpa would say. And his retreat was music and guitar, and sitting in his room playing the guitar. And a lot of these kids, you know, that are obese or overweight or something, you know, and then kids pick on them, and they go, and what do? They go and they eat because it's comfort. You know, that's what I found, Dr. Bob. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, it's something comforting. They want.
Oh, yes. It's a big part of that umbrella that I mentioned, which I call it the mental game.
Again, yeah,
and that whole side of things. And again, you know, if there's a topic that's more common on television than diet programs, it's probably drugs. United States is only one of two countries in the world that allows prescription drugs to be on television, to where we're bombarded with the fact that there's a pill for everything. And we all know what's happened with the pain pill and opioid epidemic. It's 100,000 deaths a year in the United States.
It's crazy.
Yes. And, of course, again, social media has quadrupled these concerns. Million topics. With Emma Fry. Emma, is there a website for your show, or what's the best information to find out about Let's Talk with Emma quickly?
Well, you can go to the bbsradio.com website and get there. You can also email me at letstalk19@outlook.com. I'm trying to get with Deborah to get a website up, which is not up yet, but those would be the two ways right at the moment.
Great. Well, thank Emma Fry again, host of Let's Talk with Emma. Thanks so much, Emma, for joining me. I told you we would trade radio shows. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment where I preview some upcoming guests. And we add a little Bob Guida wisdom. We answer a few emails. Got a great show coming up next week. My co-author of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, a prolific author, Sharky. I think she's releasing another book upcoming. She'll be joining me, as well as youth sports guru expert Reed Malpe will be returning. He's got a new book coming out. Again, everybody knows what a big deal. We'll be talking youth sports, that show, following week. Suzanne Gray with Right Fit. Right Fit was a sponsor on our show for a couple of years. Tremendous organization in sports fitness, and she's going to talk about the new nonprofit organization paying attention to these kids and all this screen time and the lack of any kind of fitness and exercise. Following week, seniors. Second guest of that show is Rick Baber. Today's Senior Magazine, he's involved in all aspects of senior health, senior organizations, and the magazine. Great stuff. You know, Bob Guida always paid attention. He'd say, work the brakes. He wanted athletes to pay attention to strengthening the areas that were the opposite of what motions they were doing all the time. Whether it was running or jumping and working the stabilizers and the balance systems that land you softly with stability, or it was the upper shoulder whole neck and trapeze area for that quarterback whipping footballs, Jim McMahon's whole post shoulder surgery, Bob made such a big deal out of that. So he wants to include that concept, which is let's look at the motions your sport requires and let's pay big attention to working the brakes, the opposites. A couple emails. Charlie, my son's a 14-year-old basketball player. He's playing really as his main sport, What about ankle braces? You know, Charlie, it's a good question. I got a great article on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, newspaper articles and magazines, way back about that exact question. And this is my take on it. The ankle injuries are one of the biggest problems still in multi-directional sports. Running, jumping sports, and basketball is famous for it. We've had great success with paying attention to number one, no matter what. If you've never had an ankle problem at all, we want you to strengthen your ankles. We want you to learn the proper way, talk to your athletic trainer, see a physical therapist, rubber bands, great weight, tilt board, stability, balancing on mini trams. Strengthen those ankles. If there's a history of trouble, we want to pay attention to whether it's proper taping, if there's an athletic trainer who knows what he's doing or she is doing, or if we're talking about slip-on braces, lace-up braces. We've gotten to the point now, there used to be a criticism that, you know, ankle braces, the taping is going to limit the strength in those areas because it's going to limit motion. And what we found is that not really, really true. It's protection. If there's a history of problems, and again, ankle problems are so common, and a lot of times they're undertreated and they become persistent problems. The ligaments around the ankles are more like taffy than rubber. And if they're stretched and stretched and stretched, they stay there. There's more motion. There's more instability. So if there's a history, we definitely want you. In basketball, I would be in one of the two. I would be in a brace or I would be properly taped. And again, I would add big time routine, proactive strengthening of those ankles. Mary Lou says, I'm a walker, I'm 40 years old. I've had problems on and off with arches. What about these things like the Skechers, podiatry arch support, store arch support? You know, Mary Lou, they have a value. Over the counter is not prescription. Big difference when we're talking about the individuality of proper custom orthotics, usually cast of the feet, and usually podiatry is the best profession. And if you've had a history, if you tell me what I bought over the counter, we use Superfeet a lot in walking shoes, whatever they are, 30, 40 bucks, but they are generic, size 8, size 9, you know, they might have some specifics, but I give an analogy, which is glasses. You know, if you want to go to Walgreens and get a pair of readers or something like that, they could be helpful, but they ain't prescription lenses. So if you've got a history of trouble, get the opinion of podiatry as to whether prescription devices would be the gold program for you. Usually they are, as well as proper strengthening and stretching technique. Again, with Sharky Zuckerman, my co-author of the hashtag Hey Sports Parents, joining me next week. Again, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, four sections. Sharky does the first section. Besides putting together such a great group of cartoons, this is such a great part of the book. So many really, really to the point cartoons. Sports Parenting 101 is her topic, and she talks about everything that's important in choosing the level, choosing the scenario, competitive, just participatory, what makes sense for coaches and participation with your kids. Second section, sports medicine, the sports doctor's in. Third section, ask the experts, nutrition, physical training, mental training, so many topics. Last section is perspective, parents' perspective. Books available on Amazon. And Ingram Sports for groups who are interested. Again, thanks to the guests. See you guys next week. It's the Sports Doctor.